Archers, 19 to 24 May 2002.
Siobhan has a guest for tea.
It's a sort of passion cake. It's got masses of ginger in it.
Sounds rather naughty. Wicked.
It's from the place round the corner. One of the perks of living in town. Or temptations. All these wonderful food shops everywhere.
I bet.
Anyway, I was saving this for tea. Will you have a bit with me?
Oh, no, really.
Oh, come on, stop me feeling guilty.
Honestly, I'm not hungry. You eat it.
Okay.
Don't mind me. It's great to see your appetite back again.
Well, like I said, hardly any sickness now. Not even in the mornings. Big relief, I can tell you.
You're just looking so much better all round.
Round's the word. Or it will be soon, the way I'm going.
And you're looking happier too.
Well,
not just me. Nigel said you sounded on good form when you rang last week.
Oh, well, it's been... Things have been looking up a bit recently, I suppose.
Oh?
And, of course, I'm feeling better in myself.
So it's nothing to do with the passion cake?
Not exactly.
It's all right. I don't want to pry.
There's nothing to pry about. I mean, no more than there ever was.
Okay. I'm glad things are looking up anyway. I'd hate to think of you sitting here on your own brooding, you know.
You needn't worry about that.
Good.
Though I'm not saying everything's totally hunky-dory, of course. There's always room for improvement.
Oh, sure.
We'd all like the world to come gift-wrapped, just as we want it. But for now, I'll have to be content with what I can get.
Well, I hope whoever... I hope it all turns out well for you, Siobhan. You deserve it.
Do I? That's nice of you to say.
I mean it.
Does anyone get what they really deserve? I don't know. Sorry, that's a bit philosophical. You sure you won't have any of this? Oh, go on. There's a bit left.
You finish it. I'll have to go soon, pick up the children.
They're with your mum and dad?
It's really an excuse to go to Brookfield and see their little cousin. Lily's fascinated.
Babies. I hope I'm going to like mine.
Siobhan.
Well, you never know until you've got one. How will I cope with being a single mum?
Oh, you'll be fine. I just know it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, anyway.
Alistair.
Morning. Had a call from Debbie.
Oh, yes. Was it about the deer tranquilizer?
Well, she said it was quite urgent.
Well, it could be. One of the stags has gone lame. She can't get close enough to have a proper look.
Okay.
And we're right down to our last dose. Doesn't leave much to spare.
Well, I've got some here for you.
Oh, I assume Debbie'd come down and fetch it.
Thought I'd save her the trouble. I'm on my way back from another emergency in Durrington.
Oh.
Horse box tipped over. Could have been quite nasty. Luckily, the horse wasn't badly injured.
So much for your Sunday afternoon.
Oh, should be back in time for tea.
Well, as soon as we've had a look at this stag, I'm off to Felpersham. Got to pick up a few things from the farm supplies.
Well, here's the tranquilizer anyway. Oh,
thanks. Well, that's good of you.
Pretty lethal stuff, remember? I'm sure you take all the proper precautions.
Good Lord, yes, you needn't worry about that.
Okay.
Now, I suppose you've got to be extra careful at the moment.
No more than I always am.
I mean, you know, with all this fuss going on, I've been hearing all kinds of rumours.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
Theo's been rearrested.
Yes.
And charged with supplying drugs. It all sounds quite extraordinary.
Well, I've had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Of course not.
And I want nothing more to do with Theo. As soon as I'm legally able, I'm going to dissolve the partnership.
I can see why.
Okay. Need me to look at the stag? Give me a call.
Yes, I will. But, I mean, what exactly has Theo been up to?
I'd rather you didn't ask.
Yeah, but is it true? He's been...
Brian, I'd honestly prefer not to discuss it now.
Ah, okay.
If you did ask, you'd only get the same answer as everyone else. These reporters who keep ringing me up.
Which is?
No comment.
Shula, hi.
Hello.
Cleaning your own tack? I thought you paid the girls to do that.
Oh, sometimes I'd rather do it myself.
Well, I won't disturb you. I've got Lily and Freddie in the car.
Oh, why don't you stop and bring them in?
No, they've got a tape. They'll be fine for a few minutes. Look, I just thought I'd come and say hello. Mum's been telling me the latest about the drugs thing.
Yes.
It all sounds so awful. It can't have been much fun for you.
No, it hasn't.
And all this incredible stuff about Theo. I can't believe it.
What's Mum told you?
Well, he's been charged with supplying illegal drugs or something. And that he's a cocaine nugget.
Look, Elizabeth, we don't know much for certain.
Oh, but has he been charged?
Yes, and he's still in prison. But we don't know about the details.
Okay.
And until we do, there really isn't much point in speculating.
But, well, the stuff that the boy took, the ketamine, does it mean that Theo was selling
Elizabeth,
it?
We don't know. I'm sorry, but we really don't. Theo's on remand, in custody, so Alistair hasn't talked to him. We don't know who supplied the ketamine, or what this means for the practice, or for Alistair, or anyone.
Yes,
I see. All we do know is that everyone seems to be talking about it. Alistair's had people ringing him from the papers and the local radio. He's had to get someone to cover for Theo, and he's trying to find a locum. It's all about as much as we
Jamie,
can take.
Jamie, it's time to go! Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry, I shan't ask any more.
Jamie!
Jolene, they're in the indoor school.
Oh, well, Sid's got a crisis in the cellar. He asked me to come over.
Hi, Jolene.
Hiya.
Oh, I could have dropped Jamie around for you.
No, it's okay. He's having tea with us before he goes back to Kathy.
Oh, that's fine. I'm really pleased he wanted to come and play. Daniel, Jamie's got to go now.
Yeah, hey, don't forget your jacket.
Oh, mine. Don't drop your papers. Woo! What's this? Wedding dresses?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing some research and, well, I want something a bit, like, different.
Oh.
Here, look. I've just been showing Susan.
Wow! Hey, that's amazing!
Country and Western.
Yeah, it's a specialist outfitter. Oh, they do all sorts.
Oh, I love the fringes.
Now, that's the one I like. With the applique shawl.
And the embroidered skirt. Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, I think we're getting impatient.
Freddie? But I better get them home. Bye, Shula.
Bye, and thanks for coming round. Sorry if I was
No, I don't blame you. It must be a nightmare. I hope it gets better for you.
Thanks.
That will do, Freddie. Let's have you back in your car seat.
Jamie!
I'll go and get him.
No, he's coming. Look, Shula, the wedding. Mm-hmm. We're having two lots of invitations. One lot to the registry office, that's like family and close friends, and one lot just for the reception. Well, we'd like to ask you and Alistair to the registry office.
Oh, thank you. We'd love to come.
Well, I just thought I'd mention it. I mean, you'll get a proper invitation as soon as we get them organised.
Thanks, I'll tell Alistair.
Well, I know you've got other things on your mind.
Oh, honestly, Jolene, it'll be nice to have something to look forward to.
There, your herbal stuff.
Oh.
Full octane four-star Darjeeling for me.
Ah, oh, what a kind and thoughtful man you are.
Aren't I just... Oh, Badger. I hope I boiled the kettle right. I'm used to having women do these things for me.
Now, don't go and spoil it.
Well, you're worth it. I love you. Very much.
Will you still feel like that when I'm as big as an elephant?
Oh, come on, you'll still be the same to me. There'll just be more of you.
Okay. I won't hold you to it. Who knows? I might not fancy you anymore.
Ouch.
Anyway, that's all taboo, isn't it?
What?
The future. Forbidden territory.
Siobhan.
I had another visitor today. Your niece. No, cousin, isn't it?
Who?
Elizabeth. She is so dying to know who my mystery lover is.
She doesn't.
Oh, don't panic. She hasn't got a clue, I'm sure.
I hope not.
But she's pretty sharp all the same. Kept saying how cheerful I was. How radiant. I didn't realise it showed that much.
What?
You know. Those precious few snatched moments of bliss we've had lately.
Oh, them.
Though snatched is the word, I suppose. Quick cup of tea and then you're away.
Actually, Siobhan. How are you fixed for the end of the week?
Oh, well,
I'm thinking of Thursday night in particular. Have you got anything planned?
Why?
There's a meeting. Borchester Land. In London. I've told Jenny I'll be staying the night. Why don't you come and join me?
You mean for the night?
It'd be nice if you could. Siobhan?
You know Janet, busily playing it down, but I think she's very keen on it.
Hmm. Whereabouts in Devon?
Near Plymouth. Mostly suburban, but it takes in a rural parish too.
Sounds perfect, just what she's after.
Yeah. Her interview's on Tuesday. I've managed to get the day off so I can go down with her.
Oh, that'll be nice for her.
Well, if I can give her a bit of moral support.
Wish her luck from me, won't you?
Of course.
I don't suppose I'll see her tomorrow.
Oh, she asked me to pass on her thanks for the supper.
Oh, it was really nice to see you both.
Mm. Tim, hi.
Ah, the man himself.
Hello, love.
Hello. Sorry I got delayed.
Oh, poor you. Tim's just come over. I've persuaded him to stay for a drink.
Oh, right.
Not that I needed much persuading.
Why?
Oh, please. Ben, I'll tell you exactly why I was delayed.
What? What's happened?
I had another call from Catherine. She was in quite a state. I've been on the phone for the last half hour.
Oh. Is there something else you found out?
Well, we knew Theo was on cocaine and that it was an expensive habit to feed.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's a direct link from that to the practice. Basically, Theo's been cheating us to feed his habit.
What? But how?
Well, it's really quite simple. He's been ordering ketamine on the side.
Oh, no.
Part exchanging it for cocaine with his dealer.
Oh, Alistair!
So he's actually been supplying the stuff to the dealer?
Yeah. Might even be the same ketamine, the stuff Jazza took. Could have come from our practice.
Oh.
Apparently Theo's admitted it all to the police.
But why? I mean, how could he do such a thing?
Oh, money, I suppose. His coke habit's been costing him hundreds of pounds a month.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I think his dealer's just been leaning on him, getting him to pay in ketamine as well as cash.
Oh, no. Oh, Alistair, I just can't bear it.
Takes some beating, doesn't it? He worked with a guy for 6 years. You get along with him, you trust him, then he turns around and does this to you.
But how did he ever think he'd get away with it?
You know, if he's been passing on drugs from the practice, he was sure to be found out eventually.
I don't know. Maybe he was fiddling the book somehow.
Well, he'd have had to pay for the stuff in the
end. I know. So he can't have been doing it for long. Presumably he was hoping to pay the invoices before anyone noticed.
So what's going to happen now, if he's admitted to all this?
It's got to be a prison sentence.
More fun for the local press.
Oh, they'll have a field day. Local vet in drugs racket.
Yes, but there's absolutely nothing to link you with any of this. It's all down to Theo. Oh,
too right it is.
Yes, but as far as the papers are concerned, it's all the same practice.
Now, anyone who knows you, your clients, they'll know you're not involved.
We better hope so.
They'll all have heard the rumours. Do you really think they're going to understand?
Jazza's making a slow recovery.
Oh, I got you these too.
Cheers.
Well, don't eat them all at once.
Are those brownies?
Yeah, yeah. I was up all night making those.
You cooked them, I'm not touching them.
That was my mum.
She's great, your mum. Tell her thanks from me.
Yeah, that's her cure for anything. Stuff as much food in you as she can.
Stu came in last night.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was last night. Do you know what he bought me? Packet of crisps.
So generous.
Cheese and vinegar. Just what I needed to build up my strength.
Yeah.
So how's the scene in Ambridge? You finished that new song of yours?
Song? Oh, no, still needs a bit of work on it, you know.
You keep at it. We need some new material.
Yeah, right. So they, looking after you in here?
Oh, it's better than down in... the other place.
Yeah?
Well, at least this lot are conscious. Most of the time, anyway.
So you can talk to him?
Yeah. In the next bed, he's been telling me all about his hernia. Fascinating stuff.
That keeps you entertained, then.
Well, there's a telly room down the corridor. And, oh, there's one or two of the nurses.
Well, I noticed. That's a good sign. You must be feeling better. You're
definitely feeling something.
Great. Well, when are they letting you out of here?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be seeing the doctor sometime. The neurologist this afternoon.
What, you think he'll give you the OK?
Maybe. I hope I'll be out soon.
Yeah, great. We'll come and...
hope. If I have to stay in here much longer, I'll...
What?
You finished that new song of yours yet? I'm waiting to hear it.
Yeah. It's coming on fine. I'll soon be finished.
Oliver?
Oh, hello. Oh, leave the door open. Let some of the dust out.
How can you breathe?
Well, what do you think? Looking more like a dance floor already, isn't it?
Well, you've a little way to go yet.
Ed's coming down to help us later.
I'm sorry I'm late. I called in to see Shula. She's having a tough time.
Nasty business.
It certainly is. Alistair's partner. How could he do that?
Well, I've only heard the rumours, like everyone else.
Well, apparently Theo's admitted to supplying this ketamine. I don't know the details.
I'm afraid I just don't understand people like that. I really don't.
No. Anyway, if we'd get this barn cleared.
Okay.
I'll put something around my hair.
I went into the pool at lunchtime. Had a word with the lovely Jolene Rogers.
Did you?
Just out of curiosity. I was chatting to her about barn dancing.
Well, she's the expert.
Yes. Well, she's lent me a tape. Give me some idea of the music.
Did she? Oh.
Well, you see, I've got a confession to make. I haven't done a lot of barn dancing.
Oliver, I'm shocked.
So, I thought we'd have a go later. You can teach me a few steps.
You see her, Ed? Oh, there she goes. Look, through the bend.
Oh, yeah, halfway.
That's it, missus. She's going well.
Must be close.
Come on, missus.
Well, hey, what's this then, training?
Shh, go away.
Oh, well, that's nice. I've come all this way to bring your dad a sandwich.
Oh, no, she's in the last point.
That's it. Come on, come on. Ready with the watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, go on.
There, she's there.
Yes, nice one, missus. What's her time?
39 seconds.
Whoa, not bad. Must be your second fastest.
It's your champion ferret.
Yeah, Mrs. Knower.
Hey, you got her, Dan.
Yeah, come on. Back to the cage for you.
Look, Eddie, is Joe around? He's over milking baby Spice. Right, look, I got him this sander for that old trap he's mending.
Sander?
Yeah, so I'd lend it him. Save him a bit of elbow grease.
Oh, that's kind. You leave it, I'll give it him.
So, this is your record-breaking super ferret, eh?
I'll give her a rest now. Reckon she's earned it.
Oh, better not disturb her then, eh?
She needs a bit of a Kleenex. Hey, Ed, can you fetch us some shavings?
Oh, now I'm going over all of us.
Go on, it won't take you a minute.
Has she won any races recently?
She hasn't been out. Not since the Penny Asset Fair. Did okay then, though.
You mean you did okay? Ah, you can't lose, can you? Racing your own ferrets against each other?
Well... Just to add a bit of a twist, like, I'm going to challenge any ferret to race against Mrs. Knower.
What, all comers?
Can't say fairer than that. There ain't a ferret in the county who'll beat her.
How can you be so sure?
Oh, I'm quite happy to put me cash where me mouth is, if anyone's daft enough to take me up.
Oh. Well, yeah, who knows? Somebody might
Hello.
Even...
Is that?
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
Afternoon, fella.
Wait, Ed, visitor.
Right, Eddie, I'll leave this sander for Joe, then.
Yeah, see you, Mike.
Yeah, cheerio.
Right, where's me shovel gone?
How are you, Fallon?
Oh, trying to get you on your mobile.
Oh, the battery's ran out.
Did you see Daz?
Yeah.
So how was he?
Oh, he's better. Yeah, he was sitting up, you know, eating grapes and stuff. Looked all right. Quite normal, really.
Oh, good.
So he... Well, he was still a bit, well, you know, out of it.
Yeah?
Well, not all the time, you know. A bit confused, like. Kept forgetting what you'd already told him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I thought he'd be getting over that.
No, not yet. Well, he was seeing the brain doctor this afternoon, the neurologist.
Oh, OK.
Hey, Ed.
I ought to go in and see him. This is going into town tonight. Get him to take me in.
Yeah, all right.
You say you're going down to Grange Farm?
Yeah, help get the barn ready for the barn dance.
OK, tell you what, I'll take you down there. I'd like to have a word there, Mr. Sterling.
That's it. Now work your way up the line.
Woohoo!
Whooping isn't compulsory. And we should meet up again here. Now, cross hands and swing. No, the other way.
Oh. Yee-haw!
Absolutely no yee-hawing.
Why not?
Far too American.
Yeah, I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Not so fast. I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, barn dance started already.
Stop.
I thought it weren't till Thursday.
Oh. All right, that's enough. Practice over.
Oh, I'm not even warmed up yet.
Oh, sick and tidy.
Ah, Ed. Glad you could make it.
You come to lend a hand too, Eddie?
Me? Oh, well,
Now, what I really need is a few strong arms to help me shift that old generator.
Well, I would, but...
No, it's all right. We can shift it between us.
You think so?
Yeah, no problem.
I got things to do at home. Muck to deliver.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. Look, while I'm here...
Yes?
How many tickets you sold?
Oh, I can't tell you offhand, but they're selling pretty well, I know.
Ah, that's good. And it's all for a good cause, ain't it?
Yes.
Well, I'm willing to make you an offer.
What?
You know these ferrets are mine?
Ferrets?
Dad.
Well, you know I do a bit of ferret racing.
Yes, we saw you at Penny Hazard.
Of course, yeah. So what I was thinking...
Eddie, you're not suggesting we have ferret racing at the barn dance?
Yeah, why not? I could set it all about outside in the yard. It stays light till late.
But everyone's going to be in here dancing.
There'll have to be an interval, won't there?
Oh, yes, I suppose.
Well, there you are. They can come out, watch the racing, have a flutter if they want. All good homeless fun.
And you get the profit. This is meant to be a fundraising do.
Yes. How's this going to help the village hall fund,
I'd make a donation. A small percentage of me takings, you know.
Small?
We can sort out the details later. But there's no way you're going to lose.
What, with half a dozen ferrets on the loose?
It's nothing like that. This is a professional setup. It's all carefully organised, ain't it, Ed? We got a deal, then?
25%.
10.
20.
15.
All right, you're on.
Hey, so they let you out of bed, then?
Oh, hi. Yeah, so we don't have to change the sheets.
Oh, that's great. In your own comfy chair, too. Could be getting a free manicure next.
Yeah. You home from home, innit?
So, can I sit down?
Home, sweet. Home.
How's things? Ed says that you're...
What, a brownie?
No, thanks.
Ed made them for me special.
Ed? You can't be kidding.
Maybe it was his mum.
Oh, that sounds more like it. Hey, I reckon you've put on a bit, though. They must be feeding you well.
I'm okay. How's things with you?
Well, you know, not so bad. Sid's got the bull upstairs open again. Did I tell you? It was quite full of the weekend.
Aye. Ed's mum made the brownies. I told him. If he made them, I'm no touching them.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. Wouldn't trust Ed to boil an egg.
So the bull upstairs is back in business?
Yeah. Anyway, forget about that. What about you?
Fine. I'll be getting out in a couple of days.
Hey!
Maybe Thursday.
Oh, God, that's great, isn't it? What, so you saw the consultant?
Yeah. It's nice of you to come, Fallon. You don't have to stay. I'll be okay.
Chaz, I don't want to go. Come on, what is it? What did the doctor say?
Just don't give me credit. They treat me like I'm too stupid to understand.
What does? The doctors?
Mr. Bedside Manor. Spends 10 minutes telling me how well I'm doing, what a great recovery. Somebody give this patient a medal.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Oh, aye. Then the bad news.
What?
Oh, by the way, P.S. It could be just one or two long-term effects. Nothing to worry about, you understand?
What? What do you mean?
Oh, just wee things like my short-term memory, my coordination.
So, what is that?
It's true, Fallon. I get confused. I keep asking questions because I forgot what the answers are. I'll see the nurses looking at me and sometimes I can't even remember which day it is.
Oh, yeah, but...
I watch telly and I can't remember what happened.
Well, Jazz, it's not surprising.
I spill my tea, I reach out to grab a sweetie and knock the jug over.
Yeah, but after what you've been through...
Aye, a coma.
Oh, look, it's going to be a while. But once you're up again and once you've had time to recover... Then...
No, it's not the way it works, Fallon. My brain was starved of oxygen. You know what that does to you?
Well, I'm not a...
It's damaged. Permanently.
Jazza.
It's a one-way street. You don't get better. It's for keeps.
Greg's come to tempt Helen away from her cheesemaking. He'll be lucky.
So obvious. It was staring me in the face. I was stupid not to see it.
Okay, so don't keep me in suspense.
Well, I made the first batch in January, so a lot of the cows were calving, and that meant the milk was full of colostrum.
Sorry, am I missing something here?
Colostrum is full of antibodies. They acted in opposition to the starter.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, well, just what I thought as soon as Anne told me.
Yeah, so that's why the cheese tasted so...
Why it was so acidic, yeah. This time there'll be less colostrum so I can use less starter and reduce the ripening time by 10 minutes.
So Anne Baxter thinks that should solve the problem.
Well, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, she was great. She was so helpful. Really glad I asked her to come over. OK, and well done you for talking me around.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, I really did feel like giving up the whole business.
But not anymore.
No way. I'm getting straight back with a new batch.
Right.
Do everything the same, only this time use more like, well, 3 activity units per 100 mil instead of 4.5, and then only 30 minutes ripening time. Hello? You're not paying attention, are you?
Yes, sorry. I was watching your dad on that silage clamp.
Oh. Yeah, it looks quite hairy, doesn't it? Mum's always afraid he's going to tip the tractor off the edge.
He's just squashing it down, is he?
Consolidating it, yeah.
Yeah, okay then. You ready?
Yep. Should be quite an interesting afternoon.
Well, it's nothing to do with cheese, I know, but I think you'll enjoy it all the same.
Sorry, Nigel. I haven't seen Kenton since before lunch.
It's almost 2, and there's no sign of him.
Have you tried the cafe?
That's where I just come from. He's not hanging around the shop, either.
OK, well, there's still time.
Hardly. I've got a whole group booked for this afternoon, and I haven't even got the birds out yet.
Well, you go and start. If I see Kenton, I'll tell him to get his skates on.
Well, I suppose I can give him 5 minutes.
When's Jessica due back?
4 at the earliest. I don't want to do the whole thing single-handed.
Oh, I just have to hope he turns up, I suppose. Here, what do you think of this?
What?
Special Jubilee T-shirt. That's the official Jubilee logo on the front.
Why have you got it?
Neil brought it in when he dropped Emma. They're selling them in aid of the Village Hall Fund.
Oh. And he wants us to take them for the shop?
Not really our style, are they? I said I'd think about it.
Yeah. Hard to say no to Neil, isn't it?
He's such a sweetie. And we do go back a long way.
Well, we could take 6, as is a good cause.
There. He's well away.
If he can sleep with this racket going on.
I'll give him a minute and then see if I can put him down.
Is he okay in the sleigh?
He's fine.
I'm going to keep on here for another half hour or so.
How are they doing?
Well, I haven't been counting. Must be halfway through by now.
Not too bad.
Did you see if Bert's got the fence moved for the cars?
He's out there doing it now.
Oh, great. I might get him to take over here for a while.
Wrapping fleeces?
Yeah.
It's only his second day back.
Well, it seems fit enough.
Yeah, and we don't want him off sick again.
All right.
Now he's back, and we've done the silage. I was hoping we'd get back to something like a normal life again.
Yeah, I'll second that. Although, I said I'd help Tony with his silage tomorrow.
Have they started?
Yeah, just. He knows I can't help today because of all this.
All right, children, don't make a fuss. Change.
Is it that time already?
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Hi.
Oh, didn't see you had Ben there.
I just fed him. He's crushed out. Thanks for picking up the other two.
Well, it's no trouble at all.
Ow.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Just a touch of fleece wrapper's back.
Ooh. Still, it's nice to see them shearing. One thing that doesn't change much over the years.
Yeah, very picturesque, Mum. Saying the stuff isn't worth a bit more.
I know.
The guys are short-handed today. That's why they got me doing this.
Did Pip remember to bring back her PE stuff?
Yes, I think we remembered everything.
Great.
Oh, and I saw Kathy at the school gate. She had some awful news.
Oh?
She heard it from Clary. Apparently, Ed's friend Jazza may have permanent brain damage.
That's terrible.
Yeah, she says it's affected his memory. I don't know how badly.
Well, he's only got himself to blame. But all the same...
Well, I think it's so sad. How old is he? 17?
Poor kid.
Not going to make Alistair feel any better either.
Wonder if he's heard.
I mean, not that he's in any way to blame.
Theo, he's the one who should be feeling guilty.
Well, we still don't know for sure if it was him.
Oh, come on, Mum.
I mean, if he actually sold the drug to Jazza...
Well, that's what he's been arrested for, supplying drugs illegally.
Well, yes, I suppose.
It's got to be more than a coincidence.
OK, if I get Ben down now, he might sleep for an hour or so.
Yeah, and you should get your head down too, love. You feel better for it.
The other two will be wanting some tea.
Oh, I can stay on as easy as that.
No, Jill, I can manage.
No, it's all right. I'd quite like to. Phil's gone out for a walk somewhere.
OK, then that would be great.
If I can just use your phone.
Yeah, of course.
It's only for a local call, but it is quite important.
This is the other of our Lana Falcons. As you can see, she's slightly larger and a very formidable hunter.
Beautiful.
I can't see.
Yes, stand there.
My apologies again for the absence of our resident falconer. If you could please bear with me. If those at the back would like to come forward.
Yeah, I think it means us.
Let's
And perhaps, if those of you who've seen the Falcons can move on to the Hawks. Thank you so much. I'll be with you in a sec.
Looks even meaner close-up.
Oh, so elegant. You are gorgeous, aren't you?
I hope we get a chance to hold her later.
Really?
I gather you're a bit short-handed.
Yes. I'm so sorry. It's not the best afternoon for you to come.
No, don't worry. We're really enjoying it.
It wasn't meant to be like this. I had organised someone to stand in for Jessica, but he didn't...
Honestly, we're having a great time.
Yeah, Helen's had a hard morning talking cheese.
Oh?
Everything's like relief after that.
You?
Well, we should be able to get through our full programme, though it might take a bit longer.
Okay.
If you need some help, I've handled birds before.
Have you?
Yeah, once or twice. A mate of mine used to fly goshawks.
Really? You never said.
Yeah, something else you didn't know about me.
Well, it's very kind of you to offer, but I can't possibly accept.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'll manage somehow.
Here's a drink for you, David.
Oh, great.
Orange squash, is that all right?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks, Mum.
I've made sure they've all got one, so you can have a break.
Mm. Oh, that's fantastic. So, Pip and Josh behaving?
Yes, they're quite happy.
Yeah, it's really good of you to stay on. Is Ben still...
No, he woke up again. So Ruth's taking him for a walk.
Mm. Oh, well, too much to hope. Maybe you'll give us an early night, eh?
Must be nearly done now, surely.
Yeah, they're down to the last 20 or so. Another few bags of worthless wool on the market.
Oh, it's not completely worthless, surely.
Nobody wants the stuff, really. They don't get much for it.
Well, I still like a nice woolen jumper.
No, they were saying this morning, most of it, 65%, I think, all goes into carpet.
That's a shame.
You know, market forces. Did you get your phone call made?
Yes, I did. I've been talking to the health authority about the surgery closure.
Hmm? Any joy?
Not much, I'm afraid. As far as they're concerned, we don't need a surgery in Ambridge. We can all go to Borchester instead. Mm.
So it's exactly as you thought?
Yes. Borchester's still inside their limit. We'll probably be split between there and Hollerton.
Well, that's not going to be easy for some.
Well, the buses are hopeless. Do they assume everybody's got a car? Oh, I do feel so cross about it.
So is that the end of the story?
Well, not as far as I'm concerned. We'll have to see what we can do.
Hi, I'm back.
Hello, any luck?
No, still wide awake. He's quite happy, though, as long as I keep moving.
You're a rascal, aren't you? Hey, yes, you are.
Do you want me to? No, dear, I'm fine. We've had a nice little walk, haven't we, pet? Oh, and we met Philip by the lambs.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where he went off to.
Yeah. And you'd better brace yourself for some bad news.
Yeah? So, tell us.
He reckons we've got botrytis on the rape.
Botrytis? Well, there's bound to be a bit.
No, this is quite a lot, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Oh, great.
Haven't you noticed?
No. Well, I haven't been up there, not recently. I've left all that to Debbie.
Well, I managed to get through it somehow. By the skin of my teeth.
No complaints?
Nope. Everyone was very nice about it.
So it could have been worse.
It would have been so much easier if... Well, what's the point?
Kenton has apologised.
All right. But he didn't explain why he was out with some girl from the catering firm when he was meant to be here helping me.
I know. I'm cross with him too. It is so irresponsible. But I suppose he's only just got over missing Mariel's birthday.
I know, I know.
Imagine how you'd feel if that was Lily and Freddie.
All right. But why say he'd help if he'd really no intention?
I suppose Falcons aren't really his kind of thing.
You could say the same for most of the jobs here.
Look, can you help me sort out these tea towels? Someone's left them in a mess.
What about Brookfield?
You mean for Kenton?
Yeah, well, they're always short-handed. And Ruth's busy with a new baby.
Would David want him?
He knows enough about farming. I'm sure if he pulled his weight.
And would Kenton want to do it?
Well, I think it might be worth suggesting it to him.
Hello. Still busy?
Hi, Greg. We're just wrapping it up for the day.
Have you come to buy a gift?
Yeah, no. We've just been to the cafe. I just wanted to say we had a great afternoon.
Oh, good. In spite of the chaos.
No, you did a brilliant job.
Thanks.
Oh, we're off then. Helen wants to get back to her cheese.
OK. Bye, then.
Bye. Well, there's one satisfied customer.
No, perhaps he was just being kind.
Greg? No, he's not a great flatterer, is he? He speaks his mind.
Yes. I was a bit apprehensive when I saw him there this afternoon. If things had gone pear-shaped, well, he does have a certain reputation.
Doesn't he just?
But he couldn't have been nicer. He even offered to help.
Oh.
I think I've ever seen him so laid-back and jolly. He looks totally different when he smiles.
Yes.
Anyway, I will talk to Kenton about Brookfield.
Craig, I wonder.
What?
Chiffon's always been keen on him.
Oh, come on.
No, really, think about it. Yes, she told me. She admitted she tried to chat him up once. And he's local.
But he's been here with Helen all afternoon. They seem to be getting on so well.
But how much do we really know about him? And now he's suddenly had a major personality change.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. If it was him.
Siobhan's off to spend the night with her mystery lover.
Just half a minute, then I'll be with you.
It's okay, we're in plenty of time.
Well, it's my hairbrush. I used to be so efficient. What's happening to me? Oh, got it.
Oh, well done.
There. And here's my bag. Do I look all right?
You look fabulous, Siobhan. Perfect. And I do like the jacket.
Oh, well, I've not worn it for a while, but I thought as it's London...
Good. Shall I take it back?
Oh, hold on. Let me check I've got everything.
Okay, take as long as you want.
Brian, you're quite sure about this?
Of course I am. You're not going to let me down, are you?
No.
You do still want to come?
Yes, I do, very much. Still find it hard to believe, I suppose. Us going away together, after all the secrecy and subterfuge.
Well, we can relax and forget about all that, just for one night.
Yes.
I only wish it could be for longer.
And you think it'll be all right? I mean, nobody's going
Who's going to be any the wiser? Jenny's not going to worry. I often stay over after these meetings.
What about your pals from Borchester Land?
Oh, I'll make an excuse to Matt and the others. Tell them I'm seeing old friends. And then I'll pick you up. We'll go to the theatre, have a meal afterwards. And back to the hotel. What could be simpler?
And we won't bump into your friends in the lobby.
They're all booked into some flashy place in Mayfair. Ours is far more select. So, happy?
Yes. Very.
Good. Let's go then, shall we?
I've washed and ironed it. I thought I'd bring it over for you now.
Oh, Jill, that's really kind.
Well, it's another thing done. And I can see how busy you are.
I'm hoping you'll let me do half an hour's paperwork.
Seems quite happy lying there.
Ben, look at your lovely old christening robe. Won't you look smart?
I must remember to get a nice photo of him wearing it.
I'm sure there'll be plenty. So photogenic, aren't you? Dad's got this new digital camera. He'll be dying to try it out.
Do you know when they'll be arriving?
Oh, I spoke to Mum last night. They're aiming for lunchtime Saturday.
So, nice and early, then?
Mum's been worrying about the arrangements. I told her it's all under control.
Well, it's good to know you'll have her help if it's needed.
I know.
Anyway, I'll leave this with you, shall I?
Can you just pop it in the kitchen? I'll put it somewhere safe.
All right. I'm off down to the shop. I want to talk to Susan about the surgery.
So is it true? We'll all have to go to Hollerton.
They're all Borchester. That's what they're telling us. But Susan and I aren't giving up without a fight.
You think it'll do any good?
I don't know, but we've got to try. I think it's terrible. The way they can make such an important decision without even bothering to consult the community. We're the people it's going to affect.
I quite agree.
So I'm going to put up a notice asking people to write in and give their views. And if we think there's enough support, we'll start a petition.
Save our surgery?
Well, Susan feels just as strongly as I do.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
It won't be easy for her to find another job like that locally. She's been looking round already. There's not much going in Borchester.
No, I can believe that.
And what vacancies there are tend to be for unskilled work that doesn't pay very well. If she wants anything more in her line, she'll have to commute to Felbersham, or even as far as Birmingham.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, dear.
Well, your mum's brought us the christening robe.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, that's great.
No trouble.
Aren't you going down to Tony's?
Yeah, I'm off there now.
Is this to help with the silage?
Yeah. Just been up to the rape. Dad was right about the botrytis.
How bad is it?
Bad enough.
So, Debbie?
Debbie took a gamble 2 weeks ago and lost.
But why?
I know what her excuses will be. It's a good location, the crop looked good, the plant density was right, so she decided not to spray.
That's a pity.
Yeah, well, won't do our yields any good, that's for sure. But it's too late to do anything about it now.
So will you tell her?
Don't worry, I'll mention it to her sometime. Though, right now, I'm more worried about Alistair.
Yeah?
You know he came to do a PD this morning. Poor guy looks so stressed out and I hardly got a word out of him.
Really?
Oh, poor man.
Yeah. I think this drugs business is really getting to him. He wasn't too keen to talk about it. And he didn't look as if he'd had much sleep recently.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So, I mean, what's a bit of botrytis?
Thanks, everyone. That was a productive meeting. I think we've all earned ourselves some rest and recuperation. Anyone care to join me? I shall be adjourning to the bar.
Are you coming for a drink, Brian? No, thanks, Matt. No, I think I'll head back to the hotel.
Just a quickie.
No, really, I'll need to get back and change.
All right, so don't mind if I have a quick word with you now.
No, of course.
The Ambridge development plans. I hope the new scheme will get past the district council.
Well, you seem pretty confident.
18 units instead of 30, plus 6 starter homes. That's quite a compromise. We've bent over backwards to try and be reasonable.
Yes, that's true.
But there's bound to be a few antisocial diehards who are determined to scupper it regardless. I'm sure you know the kind of person.
Well, a few names come to mind, yes.
Yeah. So, we need to keep one step ahead to have our answers ready before they start whinging. And as you're the man with the local contacts, that makes you ideally placed.
Oh, I'll put in a good word wherever I can, certainly.
Oh, no. It needs more than that, Brian. I'm talking proactive here, getting a few blows for our side before they can throw their punches.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Good. Good, I'm glad to see you right behind us on this one.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we can talk about the details over dinner.
Actually, I'm afraid I shan't be able to make it for dinner.
No?
No, I've arranged to meet up with some old friends. I can't really get out of it now.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
Perhaps we can talk about it another time.
We'll do that, Brian. I'll keep in touch.
I've been going through my last year's honey stocks. I thought you might like these.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Mum.
If you can let me have the jars back when you've finished with them.
Yes, of course. Daniel's going to be pleased. He knew we were getting low.
Sure, look, I'm not trying to interfere. But if there's anything I can do to help...
No, it's okay, Mum.
Even if it's just to take Daniel for a few hours, I'll be only too pleased, you know that.
Yes, but it's all right, really. We're managing. Oh, come on. Come on. That's better. Alistair's doing Daniel's supper, so I can go for a ride.
David said he was looking very tired when he called round this morning. I can imagine how this must be affecting him. Affecting both of you.
Oh, Mum.
Poor things. I wish there was more I could do.
Oh, it's all just such a nightmare. I'm struggling to cope.
Oh, sure.
Police, the newspapers, and then... Oh, I still can't believe the way Theo's behaved. The horrible, the wicked things he's done.
Well, if I ever meet that man again... Though I hope I don't...
What makes someone behave like that, Mum? We trusted him. And now this terrible news about Jazza.
So you heard about that?
Well, hasn't everyone? As far as I can make out, Sid's been doing his best to tell the whole village.
I suppose you can't blame him. He could have lost his licence.
Oh, I know. But now everyone thinks the drugs must have come from Alistair's practice.
No one said that to me.
Well, that's what they're going to assume. That we're responsible for that boy's condition.
Not you. You're not Alistair, it was Theo.
What's the difference?
And there isn't even any proof of that, is there?
Well, who needs proof? If Theo's pleading guilty to supplying ketamine.
That's not been made public, has it?
Well, it's bound to come out. It'll be all over the Echo. Can't you just see it?
Shula, love, you're nothing to do with it at all. You're not responsible.
It's how I feel. So does Alistair.
I can understand that he feels betrayed by Theo.
He does. And he's taking it all on himself. Oh, he's got a locum in, but he's still trying to do most of the visits. He's determined to go out and tell everyone it's not him. He wasn't involved.
No wonder he's getting tired.
Well, he's managing so far, but I just...
There's so much gossip and rumour. Now, as soon as the truth facts come out, people will see he's in no way to blame.
Oh, it'll be too late then. The damage will be done. The reputation of the practice...
No, he's a good vet. His clients will stick by him. And those that don't, well, he's better off without them.
Mum, I just wish it was that simple.
It's only the truth. Just you wait and see.
So, cheers, darling. To us.
Thank you.
For what?
For everything. The show, the wonderful meal. It's been
something really special.
And for me, too. I mean, just to have you with me.
Flatterer.
I mean it. I mean it. I've seen the way people's eyes turn.
You're making me blush.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Oh, Brian, think what it's been like for me. Stuck in my flat in Felbersham. I've hardly been further than the end of the road.
Yes. We've not had a lot of practice at this kind of thing, have we?
Not since that night in Brussels. Wouldn't it be so nice?
Siobhan, you know how much I'd love to take you out every night. It's just not possible.
I know.
So let's just enjoy it while we can, shall we?
I am. But you can't blame me for wondering sometimes.
What?
What might have been, I suppose. When I think I can feel our baby move inside me.
Of course.
When I get up at night to go to the loo.
Yes, well, I don't have that problem.
Okay. I'm not trying to spoil things. Not after you've given me such a wonderful...
No.
Brian.
Oh, help. Don't look around. Don't move.
What? Who is it?
Just a... Two ladies seen us.
Who?
It's Matt Crawford.
Where?
She just walked in over by the bar.
I see. It's the blonde with the boa.
I don't know. I've never seen her before. Not his wife. That's for certain.
So...
Leave this to me. Just play it cool.
Brian! Well, what a pleasant surprise.
Hello, Matt.
Great to have some more world. And this is one of the old friends you were telling me about?
Yes, Siobhan. This is Matt Crawford from Borch the Lion.
Hello.
Good evening. Not quite what I was expecting.
Oh?
But when Brian said old friends, I assumed...
Siobhan's a translator. She's been doing some work for me. You know, I'm a Hungarian thing.
Oh, see. Well, why don't you come and join me...
Actually, we were just about to leave. Now, Siobhan has to get home. We've got a busy day tomorrow.
Yes, I'll just get my coat.
No, let me.
No, I'll get it.
Hmm. Translator. She must have had a bit of spice to your foreign liaisons, Brian.
She's good at her job, Matt. She's a very intelligent woman.
I'm sure. She sounds just your type.
Who's your friend? I didn't know we'd met before.
No, that's Cindy, my accountant.
Oh, yes.
Nice girl. Bit on the shy side, you know. Doesn't mix very well.
Really? So as long as she's got a good head for figures.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. I'm all ready.
Right, well, I'm sorry we've got to leave you, Matt. Perhaps you can introduce us to Cindy another time.
Yeah, perhaps.
Bye, then.
Yeah, bye. Nice to meet you, Siobhan.
It's the night of the Jubilee Barn Dance.
Echo. Mind if I borrow it?
Borrow?
Well, I tried to get one. Susan reckoned you'd sold out.
All right, but I haven't read it myself yet.
Okay.
I saw the headline about Alistair's partner and the drugs.
Oh, yeah? What's the latest?
Well, like I said, I've been too busy to read it.
Give you a hand, shall I?
Oh, yeah. And look, there's a few more boxes to go. Just grab an empty tray.
Yeah, well, I don't want the old paper. Only the property pages.
Oh, really? So you're serious about this house hunting?
Yeah, me and Ailey were talking about it again last night. Her dad keeps telling her we ought to buy somewhere.
Oh, that's all very well. It's not
he's got a point. I mean, I know we don't pay much rent.
Well, thanks to Marjorie, she could charge you a lot more.
Still wasted money, innit?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
No, I know she's been good to us. She's had some great times there. We'd be sorry to leave her, but...
But she's getting on, isn't she?
Oh, that's right. You've got to think to the future. Could be left without anywhere.
Well, can you afford a mortgage?
Well... We worked out roughly how much we can pay. Won't buy as much. Not round here.
Same old trouble, isn't it?
I rang a few agents this morning.
Oh, yeah, any luck?
Oh, not exactly. There's a two-bed terrace in Penny Asset.
Well, that's nice and close by.
Yeah, but it's a mess. I have to spend a lot of money to get it up to scratch. And we can only just afford the asking price.
And how much is that?
Oh, 75.
Oh, that's ridiculous for a rundown two-bed terrace.
They'll get it, Mum, no problem. Some commuter. They think it's a bargain.
Hello? I hope she's paying you for that.
He's joking.
Yeah, at moonlighting. Can't get by on my wages.
You want to come out with me, do some turfing. That's real work for you.
No thanks, Dad. Might bust a fingernail.
You done for today?
Yeah, just about.
Don't forget the barn dance.
Well, I thought we'd go down about 7, all right?
Yeah, fine.
You going down, Roy?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah. Jennifer's having Phoebe.
Well, that's the lot, then. If you take those...
Right, I've got them.
I'll go put the catalogue.
Oh, Mike, there was a call for you from Debbie.
Yeah?
About you cutting back their willow.
Oh, they're a biomass crop. Yeah, they want to open it up for the shooting.
Didn't tell me she'd offered you the job.
No. Well, and said I'd take it.
Hey, why not?
I got enough on at the moment. Turfing will keep me going all summer.
But it's right up your street. You could fit it in, surely.
Maybe. I'm still thinking it over.
So, how are things at the box office?
Yeah, going really well. If this keeps up, we're heading for a full house.
Excellent. And the night is still young. We're having to use the emergency car park, and I've asked Ed to open up the small paddock.
I think we could get things started, don't you?
As soon as the band's ready.
One, two.
Now you'll have a chance to hear them live.
Yes. Julene in all her splendour. It's quite an impressive outfit.
You think so?
She looks every inch the cowgirl.
I'm sure it's highly authentic.
One, two.
Hello, hello. Excuse me, darling.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing. Just to say how much I'm looking forward to that show.
Oh, that's kind. So you got your dancing shoes on?
Oh, I won't have much time for dancing. I'm busy with me ferrets.
Oh, yeah, the racing. I see you had it all set up in the yard.
Yeah, almost.
Sign of yours, challenging all comers. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
No, it means what he says. No one's going to beat Mrs. Noah.
Well, you make sure you get Clary away from that bar and give her one dance, at least.
Oh, yes, of course. Can you do something for me?
What?
When it comes to the interview, can you make an announcement saying the racing's going to start?
Yeah, OK, then.
And give us a bit of a plug, will you, darling? Remember, it's all in a good cause.
All right, Eddie.
And there's your change.
Oh, thanks.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah, Tara, we will.
Oh, it's quite a crowd already.
Yeah, right, I'll go fetch us a drink.
Hello? You made it?
Oh, hello, love. Not quite as early as I hoped.
Oh, you're OK. Just about to start.
I was all set to go and your dad disappeared to Loxley Barrett.
Oh, yeah? What for?
Dunno, he wouldn't say. He's definitely up to something.
Good evening! Good evening, ladies and gents, boys and girls. Welcome to Grange Farm and our special Golden Jubilee Barn Dance!
I went past the hall this morning. The builders were there.
Oh, did they look busy?
Well, I talked to the man in charge. What's his name?
Jason.
Yes, that's it. Well, he said they were plumbing in the new loo.
Oh, good. Christine's must be so relieved.
Well, that's appropriate, I suppose.
What? Oh, half
on. No, couples through the middle.
Hey, mind your feet.
Oh, sorry.
Let's just hope they get it all finished in time for... Careful.
Oh.
And back again.
You're not concentrating.
I'm sorry, Kara. I'm doing my best.
Why don't you try listening to Jodie, Mr. Logan?
What?
And right hand start. Well done, everybody.
Oh, cool.
Nice one, eh, love?
Oh, sit down.
Yeah, drink.
Oh, I can almost see the steam rising.
Well, there you go. Cheers.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Good laugh, though, isn't it? Good music, good turnout.
Yeah. I hope Roy and Ailey are enjoying themselves.
Oh,
he started house hunting again, did he tell you?
Yeah, he mentioned it.
Not much they can afford. He was looking in the Echo.
Yeah, did you see the front page this week?
I only glanced at it.
Big headline, Ambridge vet on drugs charge. All about that partner of Alistair's.
What's it say?
It's a bit vague on the details, but that's who Jazza must have got his stuff from.
Did it say that?
Well, no, of course not.
You don't know then, do you?
Well, can't be just coincidence, can it? I mean, that stuff, that ketamine must have come from a vet.
Oh, that's terrible. Must be awful for Alistair, too.
Yeah, well, won't do much for his reputation, even if he's done nothing wrong.
Where are you off to now?
Just snipping out the van.
Debbie's over there with Simon. You going to talk to her about that job?
All right, I haven't said I won't do it.
Well, I think you should jump at it. I know you're busy now, but that mightn't last.
Oh, you're optimistic, ain't you?
Well, why turn it down? It sounds like you could do it in your own time.
Yeah, OK, I'll tell her I'll do it weekends.
Tell her now.
Later. I'll meet you outside. Yeah, I think you've earned this.
Oh, tell very much.
I asked Clary, she said that's
Yeah, that's great.
It's so hot in here, must be parched.
Oh, you're right. You know, I could do without this jacket.
Oh, shall I take it? Hang it up for you.
No, I'll just put it here.
Okay. Anything else you need, just ask.
Thanks, I will.
Okay, everyone. After that, I think we all deserve a break.
Yeah.
First, I've got a couple of announcements. As well as the drinks and food, we've got our special Jubilee T-shirts on sale. Yeah. Designed by our own Neil Carter. Now, No, I'm not wearing one tonight because there wasn't one my size. But all other sizes are available. Proceeds to the Village All Fund.
Ferrix!
All right, Eddie. And finally, can I remind you of our big attraction out in the yard? Mr. Eddie Grundy and his world-famous racing ferret!
Go on, Leanne! Go on, Leanne!
Oh, Ferrix, look.
Stay a second. Go on, Noah!
Oh, you backed the wrong one there.
Yes, yes, thanks,
yes,
Mum.
Go for it, Noah.
Yes!
He's done it!
No!
Yes! And the winner is Mrs. Noah! Second place, Noah, and Leanne comes in third.
At last.
Oh, what a shame. That was close.
Well, we nearly did it.
It's a fix.
Oh, don't be such a bad loser.
Right at you, ladies and gents. And if Lady Luck let you down this time, don't despair. You will have a chance to win it back again.
Bad chance.
So place your bets, please, for the next race. Come on, ladies and gents, don't be shy. This is Noah, 2-1 on. Favourites.
Well, I'm going to have another go.
Oh, don't waste your money, Mum.
Well, you don't know. I might be lucky.
Oh, I think perhaps I'll sit this one out.
Yeah, and me. I reckon Eddie's the only winner.
Still, it's to watch this.
Yeah. Where's Ailey got to?
I think she's...
Oh, don't know. Yeah, I see her.
Oh, Roy, wait. You said you were house hunting. Have you heard about the new housing plans?
No, didn't know there were any.
Yeah, they've been resubmitted. Oliver's need a copy. 18 big houses instead of 30. And they're pushing for 6 starter homes instead of 4.
Oh.
6 isn't a lot, really, I know.
How much are they going
to
be?
Well, if they do get built, they're meant to be low cost. It might be worthwhile putting your names down for one anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for the tip off.
Hey, come on, this could be your lucky race. Still time to have a flutter.
Sorry.
No thanks, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie! I'd like to make a bet, please.
Oh, that's more like it. So what's it going to be?
Well, how much you got in your kitty?
Garden?
Well, whatever you got there, I'll match it.
Whoa, big time.
You what?
I'm taking up your challenge. You say you'll raise any ferret against Mrs. Noah?
Well,
so this is Nipper.
Oh,
hey? And I say he can beat her.
Hey, Dad, he's a beaut.
Where'd you get that ferret from?
Oh, that's my business. So how much is it? 50 quid?
Hold on. When I said any ferret...
Oh, come on. You made a challenge. You can't back out of it now.
Yeah.
He's right, Eddie.
Okay, then. 50 quid it is.
Done!
Yay! Great, this should be a laugh.
Oliver ought to see this. Oliver?
So the main difference between square and line dance...
Oh, they're different things altogether. Hmm? Well, it's quite a fine art to square dancing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even I find it complicated. Some of it goes back to the old formal dances, like the quadrille.
So the square means...
Well, 8 people stand in a square and a caller calls out the steps.
Oh, that's fascinating.
But there's round dancing too, and contra. I didn't realise you were so interested.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, all the dances you're doing tonight are folk stuff from the British Isles.
Well, I had no idea there was so much to it. All these different steps and styles. Must be a nightmare to learn.
Well, it's not that hard when you're used to it.
And you teach as well?
Yeah, just the line dancing. You know, you ought to bring Caroline along one night.
Yes. Oh, I'm not so sure it's her thing.
Well, why don't you ask her? She's right there behind you.
Huh?
No, oh. Nothing.
Hello, Oliver. Sorry to break this up.
No, I was just...
There's something outside you might want to see. If you can tear yourself away.
Yes, she's there.
Come on, Nipper.
That's point now. Go on, Mrs.
Nipper, get off.
Oh, look there. Is that the just beyond?
Yes, close.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Mrs.
Nipper.
Come on, you've got to, please.
That's it, Nipper. Yes.
No.
Yes. He's won. He's done it.
Come on,
my little beauty.
Oh, that ain't fair.
Oh, come on, Eddie, one fair and square.
But it ain't yours, you don't keep ferrets.
No, just happen to know a man who does, so I borrowed Nipper from him.
Yeah, pay up, Eddie.
50 quid.
That's it, you can pay me now or after the dance. It's all the same to me.
Jazzers out of hospital.
Surprise!
Guess who?
Hi,
I thought it was my mum home early.
Oh, she's not.
Oh, you're okay for a while.
Is it all right if we...
Sure, come on in.
Thanks. Thought we'd come and welcome you back home.
Yeah, now our jazz is back in the hood.
We've got these. Somebody's sharing with us.
Oh, chips. Nice.
So, how about some tea to go with it?
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
I'll do that.
Oh, all right. Two sugars for me.
So how does it feel, then? Be back in your own place again?
Great.
I mean, like, we know it'll be a while till you're sorted.
Yeah, but you're looking way better already.
Okay. I'm not a wee wing. You don't need to coddle me.
Sorry.
So I'm out of hospital. Not because I'm cured, but because there's nothing else they can do for me.
No.
Well, they wouldn't let you home unless you were...
I'm home, sure. I've got to go back and see my GP, and I've got to keep going to physio so they teach me how to use my hands again. That's how cured I am.
Jazza, come on. It's not so bad. Well, it's your first day back home. It's bound to feel strange.
Damn, having to make your own tea instead of being waited on by those nurses.
And you still got us. Still got your mates. And the summer's only just beginning. We'll keep you busy. Have some good times, all right?
Okay. Apologies. If I get down, just ignore me.
We're not saying we blame you, mate. Maybe I'd feel the same.
I know what you're doing, guys. And I'm grateful. Oh, no!
Jace. It's okay.
You see that? I can't even hold
it. Jazz, it's just a bit of sugar. It doesn't matter, okay? I'll pick it up.
What's happened to me, Fallon?
It's all right. You sit down, I'll make the tea.
Janet?
Oh, hi.
I saw you were in for some counselling. I was hoping I'd catch you.
Yes, I was going to pop in.
So, what's the news? Have you heard from Plymouth?
I didn't get the job.
Oh. Is that...
Yes, it's official. I got a letter this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. I really wanted it.
Oh, well, would have been nice, I know, but... Well, there'll be others.
Oh, I don't know, Tim. Perhaps it's just me.
What?
Well, it was the same with the Norfolk job. I thought I'd done okay, and then...
Oh, come on. It's only your second interview.
Maybe that's the trouble. I didn't come across well at the interviews.
No, you've just had bad luck, that's all.
Twice?
Yes. Well, maybe someone on the panel was having an off day. Or maybe they didn't like the colour of your eyes or something.
I'm sure my personality must have had something to do with it.
Well, it's their loss, not yours. And I don't know if anyone's told you, but your eyes are rather gorgeous.
Well, perhaps next time I'll try some mascara.
Look, you mustn't despair. We'll keep trying. We'll find you the right job in the end.
You needn't do this now. It could wait till another time.
No, it'll only take me a few minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. First time you've been home for lunch all week.
Oh, I'll still have time to eat with you. Now then, just his teeth, is it?
I think they need rasping.
Right. Let's have a look at you.
No, steady.
Yes, they're quite overgrown. If you can hold on to this, keep his mouth open.
Right. So, what about this afternoon? Are you booked solid?
Oh, 2 or 3 visits. But I've got Doug to do most of the afternoon surgery. So, I'm hoping to be back at a reasonable time.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah. Might as well trust our locum to start earning his wages. And things seem to have quietened down a touch anyway.
I won't even ask about the weekend.
Oh, well, let's take that as it comes.
Well, can't be any worse than the last one.
Let's hope not.
Oh, don't.
I'll have to make some time anyway. We need to start thinking about the future, where we go from here.
A partnership?
Ex-partnership. As soon as I can legally dump that scheming, coke-snorting, drug-pushing so-called partner of mine.
So how are you going to manage without...
He who must not be named. Mm. Honestly, Shula, I've been too busy to even think about it.
I know, darling. That's why I haven't asked.
Well, I've been going through a few options. The obvious one's to carry on business as normal, using locums, and then look for another partner.
I suppose that would be the least hassle.
Or I could just go it alone. One-man practice.
Oh, but could you really do that?
Well, it would mean a smaller business, of course, but maybe that's not such a bad thing. After all this, I'm not sure if I want another partner.
Well, I can't blame you there.
Whatever I do, it's going to mean quite an upheaval. And it's going to cost, too. Got to keep paying the rent on the surgery.
Oh, sorry, I...
Oh, hi, Tim.
I didn't want to frighten the horses.
Oh, he's pretty bomb-proof.
You want your teeth rasped?
Oh, no thanks. just wondered if you were free this evening, either or both of you.
Oh, what time?
Whenever, if you fancy a game of tennis.
Oh, right.
Maybe a quick drink after?
Well,
Oh, go on, darling.
Yeah, I'd love to. Can I give you a call later?
I'm free about 6:30.
Great. It depends when I escape from the surgery.
Are you going to join the sugar?
Oh, I can't, I'm afraid. Bell ringing practice.
Ah. Will you be seeing Janet?
Possibly. I'm not sure. Why?
Oh, I saw her this morning. She didn't get the job in Plymouth.
Oh. Oh, that is a shame. Is she very disappointed?
Quite disheartened.
Well, she shouldn't be. It's just bad luck, that's all.
That's what I've been telling her.
Then old Mike Tucker, he brings out this amazing-looking ferret, Nipper. He borrowed it from a bloke he did some turfing job for. He's all sleek and shiny, got big muscles, legs like a rabbit. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, it must have been on steroids. And Dad, he takes one look at it and turns pale. I mean, he can't back out now.
So he lost the challenge?
Yeah, it cost him 50 quid.
50?
Yeah, and he had to pay up. He should have been there, Jazz. You should have seen his face.
Sorry you miss it.
Yeah. No, but you didn't miss much. All these geriatric types hopping up and down to the midnight walk.
Hey, that's my mum you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else. Old Ollie couldn't keep his eyes off her.
Oh, my mum?
Honest. Keep taking a drink to chatting her up.
Oh, I think that's disgusting. Don't you, Jazz?
It's old men for you, innit?
Oh, he's not so bad as Oliver. Hey, I was thinking. Now he's cleared that bar now, maybe we could use it for practice.
You think he'd let us?
That might be worth asking.
He wouldn't have me around, though, would he? Not a drug addict.
No. He won't mind, he's all right.
And a ban from the bull, innit?
So, I'll just sit for you.
You reckon you'd be up for some practice then, Jess?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no rush, is there? We'll get something organised.
Is there any of them chips left?
Hey, you!
I don't waste them.
No, we bought those for Jazzer.
It's okay. Take them. I'm not so hungry.
Okay.
I'll have to go soon anyway. Get back to college.
Take your chip paper too. I'll have to clean up the place before my mum gets home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll wash the mugs up.
And that sugar that went all over the floor.
Oh, I cleared that up for you.
You cleared it?
Yeah, that's right. Don't you remember? I mean...
That's great. That's fantastic.
Jazz, you all right?
No, I'm tired. I'm not feeling so good.
Jazzo.
Maybe you should just go.
But what about the mugs?
Leave them. Leave it all. Just go, will you?
Ed, I can't bear it. What's he done to himself?
Oh, no.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
God, if only you'd listened to me. If only I'd done more.
What could you do? We couldn't have stopped him.
Maybe. It doesn't make me feel any better. Well, it's all too late now.
It might not be so bad. He might get better.
Oh, you believe that?
No.
Not just Jazz.
You know what, don't you? You know what scares me? Took the same stuff. Could have happened to me.
Janet!
Oh, hi. Too late, am I?
For the bell ringing, yes.
Oh, well. I was just on my way home from Penny Hazard. I hoped I'd catch a few minutes. Oh, the others have gone. I'm about to lock up. So, how was the practice?
Oh, we're getting there. I think we'll be ready for the big day.
Good. Well,
Janet, Tim told me about the Plymouth job. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Well, it was a disappointment.
Well, don't let it get you down.
I'll get over it.
Just one of those things. I'm sure it's got nothing to do with your abilities or your qualifications.
Tim put you up to this, didn't he?
No, it's perfectly true.
Okay. I'm not giving up anyway.
Good.
There are plenty more jobs out there. I'll have to keep trying.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
How was the tennis?
Thrashed him. 2 sets to love.
Oh, that's why you're looking so cheerful.
Couldn't do a thing wrong. Served 3 aces in the last game.
Oh, Tim, won't do much for his ego.
Oh, I think I left him with a few shreds of self-respect.
Oh, good. Well, it's nice to see you anyway. I'll be on my way. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Janet.
Bye. Daniel with your mum?
Yes, I'll go through and...
No rush, is there? Let's sit down for a minute.
All right. Oh, peace. I love the bells, but you can have too much of a good thing.
Well, while you've been bell ringing, I've been thinking.
As well as thrashing Tim at tennis.
Ah, multitasking.
Such a wonderfully agile mind.
Well, it's something I'll have to do a lot more of if I decide to do without a partner.
So it's still if.
Well, the more I think about it, You remember when we first moved, we talked about moving the practice up to the stables?
Yes.
So maybe now's the time to consider it again. I checked my lease. It comes up for renewal in the autumn.
Yes.
It would save us all that rent we pay to Borchester Land.
It would mean uprooting the whole business.
Well, that's not far to come. My clients would still know where to find us.
Mm, what about the cost? We'd have to convert one of the buildings. Mm-hmm. Maybe even build a new one.
Yes, I know.
And most of our money's already tied up in the stables.
I still think it's worth considering. I'd do without a partner at first. Start a one-man practice and build it up gradually. Of course, I'd be working at home a lot of the time. Think you could put up with that?
Oh, I expect I'd get used to it.
Okay. We'll put it down as an option anyway. I'll try and work out how much it'd cost.
All right. Why not?
To be quite honest, Shula, it appeals to me now more than ever. A clean break. New beginning. Nothing to do with...
I know.
How did I ever let him con me like that?
He fooled everyone else, too. Even his wife.
Well, once was enough for me. I'm never going to let it happen again.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.